and Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, and statewide on Civic Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. You know, in politics, I have seen a lot of ingratitude, a lot of servility, a lot of just self-abasement. It's all over politics. You see it right now in people's reaction to Donald Trump, debasing themselves. But I have never seen anything as servile and debasing as what Gableman just did to Robin Voss. You know, I am not a fan of Robin Voss. I would not vote for him under any circumstance. He's an illegitimate speaker in a gerrymandered legislature. But he hired Gableman to ward off Trump, A budget of $680,000, roughly. Now it's up over $1 million. He's paying fines. This is all taxpayer money, by the way, you and me. He's paying fines. Attorney's fees are over $1 million. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'm going to finish this part of the segment, and I will get to the lines. Do not hang up. But he stood by Gableman. Gableman is a clown. Gableman took all this money, fistful of cash, started at $11,000 a month. $11,000 a month. He says, I don't own a computer. Well, you know, at $11,000 a month, I think you can go to Best Buy, can't you? And buy one for like under $1,000, maybe $500. No, he goes to the New Berlin Public Library, uses an unsecure public computer. He says, I don't know much about elections, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go be researching those elections. And what, I'm paying him $11,000 a month out of my tax dollars for this? This clown. He goes around the state giving political speeches at Republican thing. And Voss sticks up for him. Voss is hoping that Gableman will somehow, by doing this, appease Trump so Trump doesn't attack Voss. Gableman didn't find any fraud, says you can't overturn the election. But a guy named Adam Steen runs against Voss in the primary down in the Mount Pleasant area in Racine, Burlington, that area. Suddenly, Trump attacks Voss, says he's a rhino, that by not overturning the election, Voss has no capability to overturn the election. That election was a free and fair election, conducted without fraud, Wisconsin, highest standards. You overturn elections in Russia, Communist China, Communist North Korea, and jihadist countries, Africa, not in the U.S. and not in Wisconsin, folks, not in Wisconsin. The clown Trump, the crooked clown Trump, attacked Voss. Then Gableman chimed in. At this rally for Trump and Michaels on Friday night in Waukesha, the clown Gableman gave the prayer. I mean, who is he? What is he, a preacher? Give me a break. The clown Gableman gave the prayer and endorsed Steen. But then he did a robocall. And here is what the clown Gableman did in the robocall. Here's what he said. You know, robocall is, it's not very expensive. You hit a button, you pay a few bucks, and they send it to, you know, 10,000 phones, whether you want to get it or not. Here's what the clown Gableman said, attacking Voss. He's pulling up over $1 million for Gableman's fees and his staff and his misconduct. You know, he's up in front of the bar. They can disbar him, and we're paying to defend him because he called the Trump in court a lady with a beard. Frank Remington, great judge. He's not a lady. He has a beard. He's considered a very fine judge. And he attacked a female lawyer in the case. Right in public, suggested that maybe the judge was trying to inveigle her into his chambers. Judge had enough. So I'm turning you into the bar, and we're paying for his defense. We're paying for his defense. I don't want to pay for his defense. And Voss is paying for his defense, and the clown attacks Voss, and here's what he says. He says, everything I have been able to do to expose all of the corruption in that election has been in spite of Robin Voss, not because of him. That's what he said. Well, how about $1 million from me? Not all of it, obviously, but my taxes, your taxes. Then he goes on to say in the robocall, quote, Voss never wanted a real investigation into the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Oh, great. So we're paying $1 million. Voss didn't want it. You're so incompetent, you go to a public computer in New Berlin to find out what an election's all about, all to appease Trump. And then he turns like a dog on Voss. This Adam Steen, who no one ever... And then, you know what they did is? They had a Voss toss. A bunch of people got together down there, and they had straw dummies with Voss's... I'm not kidding. Pictures stapled on to where the head would be, and they had a homemade slingshot, and they tossed it. Not looking real good for Voss to be the speaker if they keep the majority, I'll tell you that. But there are some servile clowns in that party, and Gabelman is the biggest one. And I'm paying for him, and I'm damn tired of paying for him. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Dick of Madison.
Well, man, he's right about one thing. He didn't get a professional investigation. He got a total jump. But, you know, this might be possible with the thing with Trump. You suppose these Republicans are all whipped up because they dropped this bomb on him on the anniversary of Nixon's resignation speech? I mean, I think that part of it is kind of funny. But, you know, we're probably going to find out the judge that made the call on this, he appointed as well. And he talked in glowing terms of the head of the FBI when he put him in place. And now, of course, he's the scourge of the earth. You know, he turns on a dime within an hour. And watch him, no matter who wins today, let's say Clayfish wins, he'll be back here stumping for her. Yeah, he amazes me, and his followers amaze me even more.
You're right. Well, they're servile. And remember something. He attacked Voss right after the Republican convention in 2021 because he wanted Voss to overturn the election. Well, Voss has no authority to overturn an election. Putin can do it. He is a genocidal sadist. Xi of China is a commie. He can do it. Commie murderer. The North can do it. Kim Jong-un, commie murderer. Jihadists can do it. Terrorists. We don't do that here. We don't do that here, and we don't let people attack our democracy. In 1861, a lot of folks down south didn't like Abraham Lincoln. They said, we're not going to accept that election. Abe said, yes, you are. What did Wisconsin do? We put regiments together out of Milwaukee, Racine, Madison, Janesville, everywhere on the state, and down to Shiloh and Antietam. That was before they had... medication, that's before they had antibiotics, before they had any kind of, a little morphine, but the anesthesia. You'd have 10,000 guys with bayonets running, screaming at each other, and 10,000 on the other side. It took a lot of guts. And Abe Lincoln's election stood, and our democracy is going to stand. We're not letting Trump overturn it, not letting Putin overturn it. Not letting Voss overturn it. Not letting Gableman overturn it. But the thing that shocks the living daylights out of me is Voss, and then there was one of the Engas. There's a Kapenga and a Kunyenga, and I always mix them up, and I have no desire to figure them out. But one of them, one of the Engas, was so servile to Trump that he sent him a message and saying, my voice is but a bobby pin compared to yours, Thor's hammer. What man describes himself as a bobby pin compared to another man's Thor's hammer? That is very weak, strange, and sick. Just like the Republican Party. Very weak, strange, and sick. Boss said, okay, I will appoint Gableman. Started out saying, I'll only give him 11 grand a month with no sunset. Well, what do you mean only 11 grand a month? How many people out there? Guy comes to you and says, go to the public library, do whatever the hell you want on a public computer, and I'll give you 11 grand a month. Reminds me of the Red-Headed League. Arthur Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes. It's a great story. Guy wants to get into a guy's house to dig a tunnel to get into a bank. Guy has red hair. So he advertises, I have a lot of money to give every year to a guy with red hair. And 1,000 guys show up and they pick this guy and they stick him in a warehouse somewhere to copy the encyclopedia while they use his basement to tunnel into the bank. And this is what, I mean, Arthur Conan Doyle figured this out more than 100 years ago, 130 years ago. And the clown, what, the guy with the red hair who gets the money, that turns on like a dog on the guy that gives him the money? Clown shows up in court, says the judge is a lady with a beard and tries to get a lady lawyer into his chambers. He says this, judge, you know, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of guys would have been put in a jail cell for doing that. That's contempt right there in the courtroom. Here the clown is simply reported to the bar and he's hiring lawyers. One guy's charging $4.50 an hour. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. $4.50 an hour. The guy's shaving in the morning. Let me think about the case. Okay, that's $4.50. Hey, guy. Some people only pay $4.50 in state taxes the whole year. Hey, Jack, this is wrong. You servile dog. You turn like a dog on Voss and said that he never wanted a real investigation and that everything you did had been in spite of Robin. How about the $1 million, guy? How about the $1 million? How about the $1 million? We're going to a break. Do not hang up. I see you in the lines. I'll get you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And I know this is great.